Blog Talk Radio. Breaking down barriers, breaking through walls, breaking out of boundaries, breaking away from fear, break through radio.
Never give up, never give in, always look up, and God has a plan. Welcome to Conversations with the Diva, sponsored by WBDN Media, the By Design Network. I'm Sabrina Williams, and I will be your host.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Sabrina Williams, and you're here live with Conversations with the Diva in Las Vegas. It is a wonderful day. I'm off work for the next 5 days of working with kids with the county. I love my job, but I need a vacation, and I'm headed to sunny Chicago, or Chiberia, as I hear them say, because I think right now it is probably 28 to 33 degrees in Chicago. Today, we were going to have Sue Hamm, motivational speaker, but Sue got sick, so we're going to postpone her show, and we'll have a different guest call in. Otherwise, we'll be talking today about what it means to keep yourself motivated in business and how to be a great business owner. So today, as we talk, we are going to talk about, like I said, being a good business owner. And we're also going to talk about what it means to motivate yourself and have people who motivate you. But first, I want to tell you guys something. There's a lot of things going on social media, and I notice that when people get upset with everybody, they want to talk about this person, they want to talk about that person. Well, here's my take on it. You know what? Let it go. It happened. It's over. It's done. It's dead. Bury it. Forgive the person. Move on. If you keep talking about it, it's not going to change anything. It's not going to change the price of tea in China. It's still the Vince did. So, and it's just starting to be annoying. You know, if somebody does something to you, forgive them. Forgiveness is not about for them. It's for you, because otherwise the event stays with you. Does that make sense to you guys? All righty now. That's the Diva speaking. Thank you very much. Anyway, for some of our upcoming shows, we're going to be February focusing on men of valor, not just famous men, men who aren't famous, regular, ordinary day men who do things that help everybody. So that's what we're going to be focusing on. We're going to have a couple of people, Joshua Banks, Bernard from one of the talk shows, John Fisher from one of the talk shows, and ordinary people, boxers, wrestlers, Jay Washington, who's a fabulous comedian. So we'll be having a lot of men and see what they do, how they keep motivated, and how they are actually helping their community. So, people, how do you stay motivated when you own your business today? How would you stay motivated when you own your business? Hello, Linda. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Callers and people online and listening over the internet and on the phone, we have Dr. Linda Almonds with us. She is a, how do you say it, Linda?
Trichologist.
A trichologist. Ladies and gentlemen, have you heard of that term? We know tri, we break it down, it means three, and a ologist, you know, history, as anatomy would say. But I'm not going to even try to go there. I'm going to let Dr. Linda, as we call her, explain it. So, Dr. Linda, welcome to Conversations with the Diva. Our show is brought to you by WBDM Media, Volante Grant. We want to take thank you for her. We have a Saturday social hour that occurs at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we also have Conversations with the Diva that airs on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 a.m. And we also want to thank you for our sponsors, Next Level Fitness, Danny Bongiorno, and also a shout-out to Roy Jones Jr. Gym. All right, Dr. Linda, the floor is yours. I want you to tell us what a trichologist does, and we're going to talk about a little starting, because Dr. Linda's going to come on with us different times throughout the year, and she's going to talk about hair and how to keep it healthy. Dr. Linda, let's talk.
Okay, thank you so much. First of all, for having me tonight on your show is truly an honor. And for our listening audience, the term is trichology. And actually, tri is Greek for hair. And ologist means a specialist in actually alopecia and scalp disorder conditions. So I actually have obtained the credentials. I went to school, and I have my doctorate in trichology. So I specialize in all forms of alopecia and scalp disorder conditions.
Wow.
So what is alopecia? That's a question that I'm asked on a regular basis, Sabrina. So alopecia is the medical term for hair loss. And under the umbrella of alopecia are over 75 different categories of alopecia that I address.
Really? 75?
Yes.
Have you gotten through the list?
75. No, I have seen quite a few. However, there are some that I still have not seen as of yet.
You know, for me, we were talking on the phone when I was first talking to you, and just so the listeners know, and everybody likes knows that I'm just straight force, blunt force honest. I deal with alopecia. I've been dealing with it since I was a little kid, when my aunt had did my hair and she used lye. And a lot of it was due to stress and other things. But one of the things that I have is a balding spot that's in the top of my head.
Okay. Okay.
Do people come into your office for a consultation, or they talk to you on the internet? What do they do? If I came into your office today and we talked and I said, I think I have alopecia, what would you do for me? What would you do to help?
Okay. Yeah. Let me walk you through that process. When you come into my clinic, I have a data form that you fill out. So in that information, I'm looking at your health information. I'm looking at your complaints about your hair and your scalp. So I'm looking to see, is this a reoccurrence, something that a person may have had previously and it has reoccurred, or is this some condition that has just recently occurred? So I see a variety of, you know, different contributing factors.
Okay.
As far as also the health conditions. Now, that's very important also. If a person has a health condition or are taking medications.
Okay. Pressure or diabetes or things like that?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Those are contributing factors, absolutely. And also if they may have been on some other type of medication, like for pneumonia, and they had to be on something stronger to get that, you know, cleared up, and then they started having problems a few months later, then I'll look at that pattern as well, you know, to see if there are other health conditions that they may have had previously, and look at that timeline. And
okay.
Then also I'm looking at how a person wears their hair. Is it natural? Is it chemically treated? Was it previously braided? Are they wearing a hair weave? You know, all of these are very important factors, you know, with addressing the hair. And then we look at scalp issues. Is it dry? Is it oily? Is it itchy? Is it flaky? Is it inflamed? Are there lesions on the scalp? There's so many factors there also that I look at. And then I also incorporate, isn't that something?
No, I'm just speechless, because first I'm still back on the 75, and then you're talking about, like you were saying about if somebody had pneumonia, what I'm hearing you say is that a couple of months after that, after effects, because I work for a child family services and we give drug tests, and a lot of people don't realize your hair holds 3 months worth back of chemicals. And so I'm thinking of that aspect, and I'm like, wow.
Wow. Absolutely. And so in addition to the data form, I also look at genetic factors.
Okay.
So I look at, you know, family history also. That's very important. And then I include two microscopes. So that includes my polarized microscopes and my trichoscope.
Okay.
So with the polarized microscope, I'm actually comparing two hair strands that have the hair bulb still attached.
Okay.
And with the hair bulb, I can tell how healthy or unhealthy the hair is actually growing.
Okay. The hair bulb is what you take from underneath the scalp. Is that what it is?
No, that's usually the white ball that's at the very end of the hair strand.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's the hair bulb. So I look at that. Sometimes I see different shapes. Sometimes it's underdeveloped. Sometimes it's very poorly developed. So that's very important. That lets me know, okay, this hair is not being properly developed. It's not nourished. There could have been some systemic things that went on that causes certain shapes in the hair bulb. It's really, really fascinating to see that.
What kind of systemic thing would that be?
Well, if, for example, if a person, let me see, because the hair grows in cycles, you know, we have the anagen, the catagen, and the telogen phase of hair growth. So as your hair grows out, that tells me certain intervals within the hair strand that something may have happened, and there may be something within the hair strand that looks different than compared to when I look further down, like halfway of the hair strand towards the end.
Yeah. Okay.
So I can see that. And also I see nutritional information. So I can see the person's water absorption as well as your nutritional absorption.
Really?
And so, yes. So I share
patient. So you do the water, you see how much water it absorbs. What's the app? Does the hair you look at, does the average person take in the amount of water, or are they underwater? They're not taking enough.
In most cases, no. Most clients are not drinking adequate water. Wow.
And
very,
nutrition,
very few.
What do you see in nutrition? What kind of things are you looking for? Or like protein, things like that? What are you looking for? This is just way, you're amazing, Dr. Linda. Wow.
Well, thank you. Well, actually, if one thing I would like to share with our listeners, if you don't learn anything else tonight from what I'm saying, learn this: your hair grows from the inside out.
Okay.
So if you're nourishing your body properly, then that really makes a major difference with how healthy your hair looks from the internal structure.
Okay.
So when I'm looking at the internal structure, I can see if a person is really eating healthy.
Wow.
So I see a lot of deficiencies, yes. And then also I can see a lot of patchy consistency throughout the hair strand, such as if a person is not getting adequate nutrition, then they're not getting maximum absorption.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Now, this is amazing. So, Dr. Linda, why a trichologist? Why? How did that come about? What inspired you?
Actually, what inspired me, I inspired myself because I was already in the hair and scalp care industry.
Okay.
And as an educator. And I wanted to take my business to the next level, dealing with only the alopecia and scalp disorder conditions. So I did some research, and I found out that there was the field of trichology where I could go back to school and obtain the knowledge to where I could accurately identify what these disorders were and how to properly address them. So that was my motivation. I wanted to take my business to the next level. So actually, trichology is above cosmetology and barbering, and it's right below dermatology. It's right below dermatology.
Wow. And so does that, like, so you would go to school for cosmetology, then you would additional, it's literally because you're you have a doctorate in it. What additional things did you have to do to get that? I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, because, you know, I found you on Twitter, and I was interested. I've watched a couple of your videos and listened to you, and you're very knowledgeable, very just a pleasant woman to talk to. Plus, you listen well as to what's going on with the person, and your products are just fantastic as far as, you know, from what I've read, and I will be trying them because I'm going to start walking through a process so that everybody knows how fantastic you are and that your products do work, because I know you, and you're with seeing Chicago, and you in your own right are just your own woman in itself. But I just want people to know that you are the best of the best when it comes to hair care. So,
well, thank you. Thank you so much.
So what did you do additionally for school?
I enrolled in the International Institute of Trichology, and they had a very, very intense curriculum that I had to go through in order to obtain, you know, my doctorate. So it's really broken down like any other educational curriculum. Once you enroll, then you have the first phase, which is your bachelor's.
Okay.
And so you have so much information that you have to study, and then you're tested on that. You pass that test, you get your bachelor's, and then you move into the master's level, and you study that information, and then you're tested on that information to get your master's of trichology.
Okay.
And then they give you a topic for your dissertation.
Okay.
So we have to do an intense amount of research on this particular topic and present it to a medical board.
Okay.
And, yes, and we have to share and be convincing, you know, with the medical board with our research and that information on that particular topic. And once that is completed, then we receive our doctorate.
So did you have I know you focus on 75 different versions of alopecia, but what is the most three common types of alopecia that you deal with?
Okay, the ones that I see the most common in my clinic, I see a lot of traction alopecia.
Okay.
And traction is from excessive tension or pulling on the hair.
Okay.
And I see that a lot in children, teenagers, as well as adults.
Really?
And I also
see
a lot of
culture that you see it more in than others, or is it just across the board?
More commonly in African Americans.
Okay.
However, I have seen it in Caucasians.
Okay.
In particular, more so the girls, the teenage and preteens that are like cheerleaders or those who are on the drill team and, you know, they wear their hair pulled back a lot. That's also traction for them.
Okay.
So I've seen it in Caucasians. I've seen a lot of chemical damage.
Okay.
And that's from chemical relaxers as well as hair coloring.
Okay.
And that's across the board in all ethnicities. I've seen, and then I do see hair thinning more so from genetic factors.
Okay, such as what genetic factors?
Genetic factors as far as family trait. That could be from the mother's side of the family or the father's side of the family.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
So those I would say would be probably the top three. And
okay.
then I see a lot of patchy alopecia, which is the alopecia areata. So I see that across the board, all ethnicities. And then I see cicatricial alopecia, where there's scalp damage, which has resulted from various reasons.
Okay. Now, do you have more, is alopecia more associated with women or men, or is it just across the board both?
I actually see both, but they're different types of alopecia. Now, with the women, I'll say women are more proactive to try to get assistance for it.
Really?
A lot of men, yes, will cut their hair off, you know, and just wear it bald.
Okay. Was I don't think we want a whole bunch of women walking around bald. Okay.
Right.
Wow.
But that's the same. But, you know, for men, you know, looking at the comparison, for men it's more acceptable. They'll just cut it off. You know,
right.
But for women, exactly. For women, hair is their glory. So a lot of women will use other types of assistance with the hair extensions, with the wigs, with, you know, the weaves in order to conceal it or to enhance.
Wow. Now I tried the weaves, but I find that even with the real human hair, that I'm allergic to some of the dyes that they put in there. So that wasn't helping. So,
okay.
I mean, I think for me, I think my system, because for me, I'm allergic to gold, any kind of metal. I'm the ideal wife to have because you wouldn't have to buy me jewelry. They just have to replace that with a truck. But I'm just saying, for me, it may be my system in general. And I just found out recently my stomach problems are not just stomach problems. They're associated with allergies to a lot of foods. So for me, I'm starting to think that could be part of the reason I have having hair problems too. I don't know. I'm not you, because you're pretty good with that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You find that big self-esteem
but the
problem.
I'm sorry? Say it again.
You can be a self-esteem problem for people when they're dealing with their hair?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, some people when they're having types of alopecia or hair thinning, yes, definitely self-esteem is an issue because of the social embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people, a lot of times, they really are so quick to judge as to why a person is wearing these types of enhancements. And, you know, they really don't know that there could definitely be a medical condition or there could be, you know, something else going on. So a person really needs to be more sensitive in that aspect. And that's something that I've had to constantly educate. And I had one of my patients, I'll share this with you, she said that she had went to church and the pastor was referencing, I guess they were talking about image, and he made the comment about all these women in these weaves, you know, you need to stop wearing all these weaves, you know. And I said, he needs to tread lightly because he really doesn't know exactly what an individual may be going through.
Wow. And that's so true. I mean, and I think that's in every walk of life, is that, you know, sometimes you do have to tread lightly because everybody's not going through the same thing at the same moment. And when it comes to hair, you know, for women, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's all about our image, not being vain, but, you know, when you look at the Bible, a lot of the women had long hair. There's countries such as in India where hair is everything. I mean,
yeah.
It's all, I mean, I used to clean for houses and owned a business in California, and a lot of my clients were very, you know, they have two tiers of economy in India, and mine were really always the higher end clients, and they, the women, their hair was just absolute everything to them. And it was a part of your image, also a part of how high up you were as far as other women too. So hair in some sort of cultures are everything.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just funny because it was just the women were. I mean, I know that if they cut their hair, that was a thing. In some cultures, you don't cut your hair, and you know, so and then for some people. You know, so it is a big thing for people. And self-image, the self-esteem, like for me, I will, you know, because I do have alopecia, I do have some weaves, or I'll do get even the front lace wigs, which you know what those are, you know. And I'll experiment with different colors and stuff because it makes me feel better. Because at some point you just have to accept that that's part of you. It's now that I've discovered you, now I can see, you know, that it can be different. But before you, I didn't even really realize that there was, I always thought it was me. I had always been told it's stress, it's this, it's that, but never really anybody, you know, looking at it. So it's just very fantastic that you came on to share this information. I mean, now, because we have about 3 minutes left, tell everybody what else you do, where we can find you, your radio shows, and how we can follow you.
Yeah, sure. For people who do not live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you can actually mail in your hair strands for an analysis. So I did want to put that out there. That's another service that I offer. But I'm located in Arlington, Texas, at LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. Been in business, this year makes 35 years.
Okay.
I have a weekly radio show. A weekly radio show is called Ask Hair and Scalp Doctor on dfwiradio.com. Also, we are on Twitter, and we are at Scalp Doctor. You can find us on Facebook under Linda Amerson, also under Ask the Hair and Scalp Doctor Radio Show. And you can also listen to my new Cruise with a Purpose music video. Mm. And that is on my website. You can find the link to my upcoming cruise, which is September the 6th through the 13th of 2015. And please visit my website, which is hairandscalpessentials.com. That's hairandscalpessentials.com. And our phone number.
In Scene Chicago, that comes out Mondays and Thursdays, so you can follow her there. And she will be back on several times for Conversations with the Diva, because eventually we're going to try to work our way through the 75 list, and we want you ladies and gentlemen out there to learn to know this, how to take care of your hair, how to tell the signs of to make sure your hair is nutritious. Please follow her and send in your hair strand. Dr. Linda is just an awesome African-American woman who deeply cares about you. So don't hesitate to listen to this in the archives. Again, we thank you to Next Level Fitness for sponsoring us, to Chicago Scene for supporting us. You can find Scene Las Vegas, Scene Dallas, also to the Urban Release magazine that I write for. And we just thank you guys. Have a blessed day. Conversations with the Diva will be back next Wednesday. I am on vacation in Chicago, but don't hesitate. You may get a surprise radio show during the next couple of days. Thank you, Dr. Linda. You're a blessing. Love you. And you guys have
thank
a wonderful
you,
thank you, dear.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.